Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today we're in Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 44, the feeding of the 5,000. So the apostles gather around Jesus, report to him all they had done and taught. So this is another Mark and sandwich. You may remember we had the apostles out driving out demons and anointing many sick people back in verse 12 and 13. Now they're reporting, and lots of people come and go. Not even a chance to eat. Do you remember what happened back in Mark chapter 3? He says, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. He knew that they needed a break every now and again, as we all do. They go to a solitary place, but they're recognized and lots of people get there ahead of them. And Jesus lands and sees a large crowd, and he has annoyance on them. No, he has compassion on them. They're like sheep without a shepherd. He began teaching them many things. It's late in the day. The disciples say it's a remote place. It's late. Send them away. They can get some food. He said, you give them something to eat. But that would take half a year's wages. How many loaves have you got? Five and two fish. Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. They sit down in groups of hundreds and fifties. He takes the five loaves and the two fish, gives thanks, looks up to heaven, breaks the loaves, gives them to the disciples. They divide the loaves and the fish. Everybody eats and is satisfied. They pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000, which means it was a much larger crowd than that once you add in women and children. So why has Mark given us this story? Why do we have the detail? I love the detail there of the green grass. That smacks of an eyewitness account. Why do we have this? Perhaps Mark wants us to see Jesus as the shepherd that Moses prayed for. In Numbers chapter 27 and verse 17, who shall go out before them and come in before them? Who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd? Israel needed a shepherd. We all need a shepherd. And this is what's happening, is Jesus is being portrayed and is acting as indeed is the true shepherd of Israel. Perhaps Mark is also helping us to see that Jesus is the promised Davidic king, a king like David from Ezekiel 34. Have a look at Ezekiel 34 and you have a chance. It's very inspiring, verses 1 to 31. The juxtaposition of this event with what happened earlier in the chapter with the wicked king Herod Antipas, this placing it side by side only adds to the emphasis of Jesus' arrival as the true king. A true king, a king who cares about his people, who is a true shepherd, one who reigns for the benefit of those over whom he is reigning. So this event here is not just about food. This event is pregnant with prophetic significance. And it's a long account. The length of the account, as well as the record of the second feeding in Mark 8, and the specific rebuke regarding the disciples not understanding the point of the feeding that comes later on in Mark chapter 6, indicate that Mark saw these events as having special significance and more than just demonstrations that Jesus could perform a feeding miracle. Granted, the feeding miracle is astonishing, and it is an illustration of the power of Jesus and the power of God working through him. But it's more than that. We're being shown some of who Jesus is, some of his identity, in a way that a Jewish person would fully understand. And this is why it's so helpful when we read our Old Testament. Read Ezekiel, read Numbers, have a look at the expectations that people had of their king, and then look to see the way in which Jesus does and doesn't fulfill those expectations. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.